I didn't have a hope of nothing. I rejoice in what he has done for me. Amen. It's just good to be here tonight. It's come time for preaching. Appreciate Brother Rudy Smith. Appreciate the message last night. Oh, Father, forgive them, that they, for they know not what they do. You pray for God's man as he comes tonight to preach to us what God has laid on his heart. Bless your heart, Brother Rudy.
God bless you. Take your Bible and turn with us tonight to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 27. Matthew chapter 27. I want to read two short verses tonight, verse 45 and verse 46. As you find your place in the Scripture, continuing, looking at our Lord on the cross. We mentioned last night the seven short sayings of our Lord, and we expounded a little while on the first of them. Tonight, I want to pick up in this story in the middle. I want to talk about the central cry of the cross. As we begin in verse 45, in just a moment, I'll ask you to stand. There has already been 3 hours of suffering, excruciating agony by our Lord Jesus on the cross. He has spoken 3 short sayings. But now, after those 3 hours, we're going to pick up and read something more of what our Lord went through so he could justify us freely by his grace. Let us stand together in reverence to the reading of God's holy word. Verse number 45. Now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land unto the 9th hour. And about the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli! Eli! Lama sabachthani! That is to say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? A question from the cross. When God asks questions, he never does so for information, but for inspiration and information. With that thought in mind, I want to preach a little while on this subject. We are the why. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your touch and anointing as we come to preach the Word of God. May the Holy Ghost bring us into the presence of our Lord tonight and magnify him, Lord, so we'll go away saying, oh, what a Savior's mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. May be seated. The central cry of the cross. A question it is. As I think about this question that our Lord asked of his Lord, the Father and the Holy Ghost, I want to ask some other questions about this text that I read unto you tonight. First of all, I would ask this question, why the short sayings of our Lord? Why the short sayings? Well, for one thing, he had been beaten mercilessly, and he was bleeding profusely, and he was struggling for his very breath. Remember last night we mentioned a little bit about the scourging. It was so terrible that most that were scourged never survived that event. Our Lord was beaten so bad that every vein and artery in his back was pulsating with his heart, and blood was being splattered everywhere. And my friend, by the time they laid the cross on him to carry to Golgotha, he'd already lost so much blood it made him weak. I want to say again, he was not a long-haired sissy, my friend. He was a man's man, but because he'd lost so much blood, he was weak. He'd been beaten, my friend. He'd been bruised. He'd been buffeted. He'd had his beard plucked, tearing whole sections of his face off. My friend, he'd been beaten so bad. I'm telling you, Isaiah said that you couldn't even recognize him. His vices were so marred, more than any man. But oh, my soul, he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. I said, why the short sayings? He had the large crowds that came by that day. Both the Romans were there, and the Jews were coming, and the religionists were passing by, wagging their heads and spitting on him, and blaspheming, and railing against him, and even the thieves, until one, my friend, got under Holy Ghost conviction and then got saved by the grace of God. And our Lord took time out to save an old sinner that never be able to be baptized or join a church. Oh, I'm glad that he's still in the saving business. But anyway, as I think about the sufferings of our Lord and the short sayings, remember the crucifixion. I will say again, it was devised by the Phoenicians and adopted by the Romans. They would take the victim and nail them to the cross, stretching their arms forth. If you stretch somebody's arms forth like that and hang them, it begins to paralyze their breast muscles, and they'll after a while be unable to exhale. And the carbon monoxide will build up and they will suffocate. Now, what the Romans found out, and they were a bloody executioners, and they loved to cause a suffering to linger. They took, and at their feet, they put a little bend in their legs and nailed that nail through that so that the victim would have to be able to push up ever so slightly to relax the breathing muscles so they could still breathe. When our Lord was on the cross, remember now, don't forget this, every nerve ending on his back is laid bare. And all of those hours, 6 long hours, our Lord is pushing up and letting down. And that old splintery cross is gouging him. And the thorns are in his brow. And my friend, he's stripped naked before all to see as the darling Son of God is hanging there, bleeding there, and dying there for me. But why he preached such short sayings was he did not have the breath. Somebody's going to steal that car, sure as a world. Hey, I want you to know, brother and sister, that's why for the short sayings. The next question I want to ask about this text is, what's that darkness about? From the 6th hour to the 9th hour, there was a darkness over all the land. What kind of darkness was that? Was it a solar eclipse? I don't think so. No, sir. Was it, my friend, a terrible thunderstorm that made everything dark? I don't think so. I'll tell you what it was. You want to know what it was? How many of you want to know what it was? Tell you what it was. It was the darkness, the same kind of darkness that was in Genesis chapter 1. And God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Amen. Now, what are you going to say about that? Well, I'm going to say this. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God spoke, amen, let there be light. And you know what kind of light that was? It wasn't sunlight. It wasn't moonlight. It wasn't starlight. That didn't get turned on today for. What kind of light was it? Go to 2 Corinthians 4. It was glory light. But God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. I'm telling you, it's glory light. What was that darkness all about? I'll tell you what it was all about. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, He became so I could become. He became man. He became Christ. He became the Lamb of God. And on the cross, he was made sin for us who knew no sin. He became sin. And God poured his wrath out on him. He became so I could become. What do you become? Forgiven, justified, redeemed, saved. I want you to see what that darkness was about. Did you notice our text verse says, my God, that's one for the Father and one for the Holy Ghost. God is so holy, he cannot look on sin. And Jesus had been made sin. And my friend, I'm telling you what, God is going to carry out of something, my friend, that is so holy and so wonderful and so great. God pulls the curtain, amen. And in the darkness keeping any peering eye, my friend, from seeing a holy transaction that is taking place when God, his own son, becomes that hateful thing of sin. God removed from his son. The third question, why did God forsake his son? You say he did? Well, Jesus ain't just talking. He said, why? Hast thou, by the way, the Father and the Holy Ghost, as it were, turned their back on Jesus Amen. When he became sin for us? Surely. Brother and sister, this cry that I look at tonight, the central cry of the cross, it was a cry from the dark. It was a cry from the depths of the heart of the suffering Son of God. It was a cry from damnation because our God poured his wrath of every one of us and our hells. God poured it all on Jesus. He didn't leave one thing undone. He paid it all. Oh, my soul, bless his holy name. He became sin for thou hast made him to become sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah for the gospel. That is the gospel. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Amen. This is wonderful. This is marvelous. But oh, my soul, now for 3 hours in the dark, there's a silence. Except for the groanings of the Son of God, who is at this time becoming the recipient of every sin. Oh, my soul. I may have gave this little illustration earlier
in my preaching. But I think about how Christ, he didn't pay a down payment, preacher. He paid it all. I said he paid. Did you hear that? He paid it all. Past, present, future. He paid it all. You know, when I was a young boy, y'all ever get a magnifying glass and get out there in the sun and burn your initials in the wood? How many of you ever done that? I might not ought to tell this because some of this redneck crowd around here about burned down the town. But we used to do that, Brother Joe. We used to get a magnifying glass. You could take a piece of wood, lay it out there in the sunlight, and all day long, and it would never do nothing. But you get that magnifying glass, and what it does, it concentrates all of that light into a focal point. All I can say, oh my soul, when God pulled the curtain, he had a big magnifying glass, and all of your sin, and all of my sin, and all of the world's sin, he brought all of the wrath of Almighty God, the wrath of eternal hell and perdition for every one of us, and put it on him. Oh my, God bless his holy, holy name. This cry, number one, is a scriptural cry. A quotation from Psalm 22. This cry is a sufferer's cry. Can't you hear? My friend in his voice, Eli! Joey's never been separated from his father. Never been separated from the Holy Ghost. Never will happen again. Woo! You know why he is separated from him? So that I wouldn't have to be separated. You see, that's the message. We are the why. We are the why. Oh my. I'm telling you what, brother and sister, in the suffering of the Son of God. Not only a scriptural cry and a sufferer's cry, but this is a searching cry. Why? The weakness of his human flesh. And don't forget, he was 100% man. He wasn't 50% man and 50% God. He was 100% man and 100% God at the same time. Amen. Someone said he's the only man ever walked in shoe leather that was older than his mother, the same age of his daddy, and whose birth was not his beginning. He is the darling Son of God. He is God manifested in the flesh. He didn't stop being God when he got on the cross. In fact, it took something more than a man to bear all of our sin. This was a separating cry. Why hast thou forsaken me? This is a solitary cry. Forsaken me. I would mention just a few things. I would talk about just the alarm of this cry. What Jesus was experiencing, my friend, right now on the cross is what made him sweat blood in Gethsemane. It wasn't the nails that bothered him. It wasn't the thorns that bothered him. It wasn't his foreknowledge of all the stripes and the beating and, my friend, all the excruciating pain of being on the cross. That's not what made him sweat blood. What made him sweat blood was the time that he knew that he's going to have to be separated, amen, from his father in the hour that he needed him most. That's why he sweat blood. Oh, the alarm of this cry. My God! My God! The agony of this cry. Can't you hear the anguish and pain of it? Hey, hey, hey. By the way, for him to lift up, did you notice that it says about the ninth hour, he's been on the cross now 6 hours. About the ninth hour, this is at the end of it. This is the ending moments of our Lord. although it is the central cry of the seven. This is the ending moments of our Lord on the cross. And did you notice that he lifted up and cried with a loud voice? He pushed up one more time. Eli! Eli! Lama Sabathana. What blesses me, he did it for me. He did it for you. The aloneness of this cry. He bore it all alone. He bore it alone. Woo! He carried my sin away. Hallelujah. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The abandonment of this cry. Why hast thou forsaken me? But here is number five. The answer of this cry. We are the why that Jesus left his home on high. We are the why he suffered and was crucified. Eli, Eli, Lama Sabathani. In answer to his cry, we are the why. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. It was all for us. We are the why. He knew why. God knew why. The Holy Ghost knew why. And he was God. And when God asked questions, he don't ask for information. When he said, Adam, where art thou? God knew where he was. He wanted Adam to see where he was. When God asks the question, why hast thou forsaken? Hey, the answer is, we are the why. Shields family, come on and help me in just a moment. I want you to see, my friend, the suffering of hell's judgment. Jesus paid it all. The satisfaction of the holiness of God. God's holiness demanded that sin be punished. And Jesus paid it all. I'm telling you what, in order that the sacrifice of Christ might be complete, it pleased the Father to forsake his well-beloved Son. Sin was laid on Christ. So God must turn away his face from the sin bearer. To be deserted of God was the climax of Christ's grief. A quote from Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Of all he went through, the hell of hells, was that he had to be separated. Worship him tonight. My little short time to preach. I didn't get done. I never get done. It's too big for me to expound on, much less do it in 30 minutes. Lord, help me. Thank you.
Now I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. Make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. Oh, but I'll prove someday just why I say I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
He knew me.
Yet he loved me. He whose glory made the heavens shine. So crimson red, hey. Though his eyes were on the ground that day, he looked ahead in time. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Every head bowed and eye closed. The light's still green back there. Just turned orange. I got a minute and a half. If you're here tonight, how can you reject such love Jesus has for you? And I'll tell you why God will send folk to hell. It's because they reject this unspeakable gift. If you're not saved tonight, oh, Jesus loved you so much. You're unworthy, but if you'll come and call on him, he'll save you by his grace. Why don't you come right now? Why don't you come right now? Maybe you've got a burden you need to come talk to him about. Bring it to him right now. I know Joel be giving an invitation, but I felt compelled in my heart. Somebody here tonight needs to get in. You need to get in tonight. Jesus loves you. The look of love upon his face, the thorns there on his head, and the blood that fell from his bleeding hands, stained that old cross crimson red. And though his eyes were on the crowds that day, this is what I like, he looked ahead in time, for when he was on the cross, I was all his mind. He while these are here praying, there may be some others. We just let him have his way. Make sure you're in. Salvation's free to us, but it cost him everything. It cost God everything to redeem your soul. God commended his love toward us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hey, if you need to pray, you come on.